Hello, 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 Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.
In the darkness, you remain. You've been hard at work, but now you must wait. Now you must be silent, patient, still. You've analyzed, evaluated, checked once, checked twice, the state of your manger, determining its effectiveness or fruitfulness. Warm with charity, attractive with joy, calm with peace, pleasant with patience, consoling with kindness, wonderful in goodness, self-emptying in generosity, delicate with gentleness, unwavering in faithfulness, veiled in modesty, disciplined with self-control, guileless with chastity. But you didn't stop there. In those areas where you were lacking, in those deficiencies of your manger, you sought to grow strong and more fitting for the King of the universe through practiced, repeated habits, acts of humility and generosity, of gratitude and purity, acts of diligence, temperance, and patience. And you did okay. Not too bad on your own. But if you're being honest, you aren't exactly all-powerfully amazing. Which is why you had the amazing idea to ask the one who is. You sought out the great giver of gifts, of every good and perfect gift. And you sought out those gifts that would help you, aid you, in becoming a virtuous and fruitful, a most fitting manger. How unique it is that God Himself provides the gifts that we ourselves might more perfectly give Him the gift of ourselves back in return. For everyone who asks, receives, we hear from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. If we then, we earthly fathers, we earthly people who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him? And the last of these gifts to ask for is piety. Piety is the gift that enables us to desire to worship and serve our God for no other reason than that we love Him. St. Gregory the Great says, through fear of the Lord, that gift of awe and wonder we spoke of in our previous episode, through fear of the Lord, we rise to piety. And so, again, there you are, in the awe and wonder of what is about to happen, of who is on His way. My Lord, could it be me, that you are on your way to me? O King, is it true that you will enter under this roof? Oh, how can a manger keep still? Oh, how can the soul keep quiet? Oh, I must, with all my will, though all within me riots. Oh, Lord, I do not fear that you are almost here. For through these days I have grown in grace, and I long to see thy face. I long to love thee, that is all. I long to house thee right. I long to serve you when you call, to guard thee through the night. And when that glorious intimacy fades as darkness with the dawn, then will I, thy lowly manger, serve thee on and on. And in the midst of all this dreaming, caught up in what could be, the creaking of the door, it swings. Hast thou come to be born in me?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born
in me. Be born in me.